I see glory on his face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I see glory on his face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I see glory on his face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Yes, hallelujah.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Of angels' wings, I see glory on his face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on his face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his his grace. I can and feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on his face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
All over this house, I wonder if we could raise our hands. There's an anointing in this place today. There's a sweet spirit of God that's just lingering in the house today. There's nothing you or I could have done to create, but it's only his love that God has shown up in this place today to dwell with his people. I want to take advantage of the opportunity. I want to take advantage of the master being in the place today. Church, that's it. Begin to love on them. Just slip your hands up. Begin to talk to God. Just build an altar right where you're at and begin to offer up your worship to him. worship you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you. God is in this place today. If you have a need, God is in the house today. I know a Savior that can touch your need, that can touch your infirmity today. I don't know who you are today, but you felt left out and you felt abused, you felt left behind, and you feel like nobody loves you. Oh God, you've even contemplated suicide. God is in here for you today. God has allowed his love to flow into this place because he knew you were going to be here. God loves you so much that he went to a cross to die for you, to be able to have a relationship with you. Telling you, there is a Savior in this place today that is reaching for you right now. God is reaching for you to let you know that you are more than love. I love you, Jesus. Oh, God, yes. You, it doesn't have to be this way anymore. You don't have to go home the same way that you came. You don't have to go home with the same feelings that you showed up with. God is trying to fill that void in your life today. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. If it's appropriate, if you're next to somebody, would you slip your arm around them? I want you to look them in the eye and say, Jesus loves you. And I want you to begin to pray for that individual. You don't have to know what the need is, but I want you just to slip your arm around them and say, Jesus loves you, and I want to pray for you. Oh, God, I love you in this place today, Jesus. I love you in this place today, God. You are mighty, Jesus. You are strong, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let your strength flow today, Jesus. Let your strength flow today, Jesus. In the name of 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 Jesus.
Church, the presence of God is still in this place. Come on, it's tangible in this place today. The presence of God is lingering for somebody to just reach out, to open up the door and allow God to come in and commune with you. You're not going to get a better opportunity than this. We couldn't sing a song, or I couldn't preach a message to get the power of God in this place like it is right now. This is a God thing. Don't let the moment pass you by today. Don't miss out on the opportunity. I don't want to go home today and think back what could have happened. What could have been if I did this or if I did that. God is reaching for somebody today. God is ministering in this house today. Oh, I love you, Jesus. 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 One more time, if you'd be so kind, if you could just raise your hands and just tell God how much you appreciate what he's done in this place. Come on, this isn't the end. Come on, God has begun some stuff in here today. God's been speaking to some people in here today. God is moving, God is working, and his word said he's faithful and just. Come on, to finish any work that he has started. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Come on, God has heard your cry today and he has responded in this place. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I love you, Lord. I can only imagine how the woman with the issue of blood responded when she felt her healing. How the blind man felt when his eyes were open, how he felt. Imagine being blind all your life. You have one encounter with the Master. Oh, God, that's all it takes is one encounter. One touch from the Master and everything changes. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. How would you respond to have your eyes open? How would you respond to have your dead raised to life again? I love you, Jesus. 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 I love you. I love you, Jesus. If you know the chorus, would you sing it?
God, a hand clap of praise today. His presence is in here. He is worthy of all the glory and the honor. He alone is worthy of all the praise. I love you, Jesus. Man, I don't know about you, but I'm excited to be in church today. I'm glad I got up this morning. I'm glad he allowed me to get up this morning. Clothed in my right mind. I'm glad he allowed me to be able to get out of bed under my own strength. I'm glad he gave me a way to make it to church today. Come on, I'm glad he's in here. I'm glad he showed up. I'm glad we serve a God who is still moving in 2023. I'm glad I serve a God that hears me when I call his name. Is there anyone like our God? There is no God like our God. I said there is no God like our God. There is no God like God. There is no one like Jesus. I'm not in a dead church this morning. Come on, when I call his name, I know he'll show up. God, oh, I feel it. I feel him in this place today. Come on, I'm excited about what God's doing. I'm excited about what God is doing. Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm putting hell on notice today. I'm putting hell on notice. That's been a change. That's going to be some boldness coming out of this church. There's going to be lives changed in this church. There's going to be souls saved in this church. I'm telling you, we're church of the name. Church of the name of Jesus. There's power in that name. I know when I call that name, healing is there. Deliverance is there. Restoration is there, because we serve a mighty God. Jesus. Come on, he's worthy. 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 God, I want the enemy's camp to hear this. Come on, I want the enemy's camp to hear this and begin to wonder what's going on. I thought I had him against the ropes. Come on, I thought I gave him a bad report, but no, it's not going to keep me down today. It's not going to hinder my worship and my praise. I want the enemy to be confused today. What are they so excited about? I gave them bad news this week. Come on, I tried them and I tested them. And yet you're going to come out like pure gold. Hell does not have a chance against this church.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God.
I don't know about you, but I feel good. Come on, I feel something in this place today. Come on, there's something different in the atmosphere today. Come on.
Come on, there's a boldness in this house today.
I'm telling you, God is excited about what's going on in this house today. Come on, like any good father, he's already loved on you today. He's hugged on you today, and now he's trying to strengthen you today for the journey ahead. God is trying to give you something that you need for this week that you can take into any situation. Come on, when your coworker comes up on you at work and says, I have a problem, a smile should come on your face and say, I got a solution for you. Come on, I know my God can answer your prayer. I know my God can help solve your problem. Man, oh man. Would you clap your hands unto the Lord again? Begin to lift up his name in this place. We praise you today, God. Lord, we exalt you today. We magnify your great name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Come on. I don't know what you faced this week. I don't know what you've gone through. Doesn't really matter, because ain't none of it bigger than my God. Come on, there's nothing you can tell me today that you faced last week that I can say, well, I don't know if God can handle that. Come on, if you think about it, anytime somebody says, how you doing? I'm doing great. Why are you doing great? Because I serve a great God. Come on, there's nothing that should come against you that should have you fretful, that should have you fearful, that should have you losing sleep at night. Come on, because we serve an awesome God. Come on, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Come on, if you think about it, if you ask yourself the question, you begin to say, is there anything too hard for him? And the answer is no. You know, so you shouldn't have to worry, you shouldn't have to stress, you shouldn't have to. I mean, what's holding you back? Come on, from worshiping through the storm, from pressing your way through. Come on, what didn't he say? He'll prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Come on, you can lean on this word. You can stand on this word. Come on, the Bible says this word is forever settled in heaven. There's nothing too hard for God. That was a freebie. That wasn't even in my notes. Oh, man, I'm telling you what, I'm excited. I'm just, like, I hate when my pastor and his wife are gone, but boy, we be having some good church. It's not that we don't have good church when they're here, but when they're gone, man, we have some good church. I give all glory and credit to God. I thank him. He did not have to show up today. But he did. And because he did, come on, because he did, because he did, I'm going to take full advantage of every opportunity I got to take everything that I can in, to pack my pockets full. I'm not going home empty-handed from out of this house. Come on, if I got to ask my neighbor, can I borrow a vessel? Can I hold something? There's still stuff on the table.
There's still things on the table. I'm taking it home with me.
Man, you talking about an all-you-can-eat buffet? Man, oh man.
Now y'all got me thinking carnal now, because I'm thinking, man, all you can eat buffet, I'm coming off of a fast, so I you know what I mean, I'm going to eat my portion, you know. Man, oh man, I'm telling you what, man, I hate to even leave a place like this right now. It's so electric in here. But the good thing about it is when I leave here, come on, he's right there. If I got to go over there and say, Jesus, go hop in there, you up front. I got to tell Heather she in the back. Jesus, go and get up in the front. You riding with me. He's going with me. Come on, I don't have to leave it here. Come on, this same feeling, this same atmosphere, I can take home with me. I can take to my job this week. Come on, I can build an altar anywhere that I go and begin to offer up praise and worship. And the presence of the Almighty will begin to fill the house. Come on, he'll begin to fill the house. I can take it anywhere I go.
Man, I know y'all probably wondering, man, is he going to preach or is he going to let me go? And I'm up here like, I don't know. Man, oh man, I'm telling you. Look, I just want to strike while the iron's hot. I just want you to get everything. I don't want anybody leaving here saying, well, you know, I didn't really get anything to eat today. I don't want anybody leaving here spiritually saying, well, can you stop me by Mickey D's? I didn't get what I needed. And I there's still a little room. I want you to get your salad, your entree, some appetizers probably come first. I want you to get your dessert. I mean, I want you to get everything that you need today. I'm going to ease your mind. I'm not going to preach what God gave me. So you're like, oh, Lord. Oh, man. Look, man, God woke me up early this morning and gave me something, but I think what he gave me, he already got us here. Just Darian, you, yes, Lord, you sit this one out. I'm taking control. That saves me from butchering a message that he gave me and how to say, man, well, Lord, I don't know why I didn't get it. I gave it to him. Man, I'm telling you, I appreciate God so much. I appreciate him so much. And look, I know it's all him. So my next comment, please don't take it out of context. I know it's him, but I appreciate the people of God responding. I appreciate you responding to his presence. Because God can show up and he can saturate this place, but if we don't move, come on, if I don't open up my mouth and begin to praise, if I don't begin to allow him to flow through me and use me to minister to other people, I mean, come on, we'll all leave the same way we came and say, well, I didn't really feel anything. And surely the Lord was in this place. Come on now, surely the presence of the Lord was in this place. I don't want to leave here saying, and I knew it not. Come on. Praise the Lord. I better stop. You know what? Because it's 12:26, and if I keep going, y'all going to look down and say, it's 12:56. That was 1:56, and I thought he said he wasn't going to preach. But I'll table this, and the Lord gave it to me for a reason, so whenever that time comes, he'll do what he needs to do with it. Amen? Amen. I tell you what, we do have a prayer request up here. I think now would probably be an appropriate time. We're riding on cloud nine. Everybody's, right? Faith is, oh boy. If not, I'll keep going. So where's your faith at? There we go. All right, look, my wife like my bro. We got two prayer requests up here. Many of you may know others that are in need of prayer, but we do want to pray for Bethany Thompson.
salvation and healing. Her kids are sick today, and we also want to pray for Martha Wilson. She's in Richland Memorial. Need to pray for healing today. So if we can take, yes, ma'am. John Miller, want to play for Sister Mary Morris's brother-in-law. Okay, want to pray for John Miller. You got a prayer request, man? Okay, all right. That's my son, being a goofball. All right, let's pray for John Miller, Martha Wilson, and Bethany Thompson. Lord, we appreciate you today. We're thankful for all the things that you've done in this house. Thankful for what you're doing. Thankful for what you're going to do. God, you see these that are in need of you, Lord. You went to Calvary. You took the stripes on your back.